You are listening to an On The Verge Productions program, which was first broadcast in 2009.
Yeah. That's absolutely great. That's the first time on air for us. We haven't had a chance to get hold of this album before. It's by Ali and the DTs, and I'm very pleased to say the three of the band are in here with me. We have Christian, we have Ali Demora, and we have Jerry, and you're very welcome. Thank you very much for coming in, lads. It's been great stuff indeed. Obviously, myself and Buna both know about your material for quite a few years. Watching you grow into your size 10.
I'm actually 11.
always the thing about the band and any musician you got with you, it's a great show. You're very, very a consummate performer, Ali. You know, that's one thing I'll say about the band. When they're playing, people are really entertained. And no matter what way you feel at the time, you give it your all, which is a wonderful thing to see. And I've got to say that about you.
A reputation to live down to.
Yeah. But obviously, it's been a few years. I mean, and you mentioned on your MySpace, there's been lots of different influences in your life growing up. And I guess your dad as well, watching him perform must be another part of it. You probably have lots of musicians coming around to the house and stuff.
Oh, it's great. Like when I told my dad that I was mad into football when I was a kid, and my dad used to be terribly ashamed.
Still is.
He knows your fitness.
So I always told you, like, it was my form of rebellion.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I should become fit, like, and go for the football. Yes. My dad's out. Yeah, smoking cigarettes,
And not going to change. Apparently, when he was saying that, talking about his mother still in the 90s and still enjoying a fag.
Yeah, she's 96. She drinks her schnapps. She drinks a glass of schnapps a day, and then she smokes Super Kings.
It's right. The Swedish blood.
Scandinavian background. Yeah,
I think it's from our family as well. We just don't give a crap.
Take life as it comes, and what you enjoy, do it. You know, that's the buzz. Yeah. Now the album is, this is your first album. Yeah, have you had any releases before? EPs or anything come out?
We've done a very well done demos beforehand. But to be honest, we've only kicked ourselves up the ass recently and say we're just gonna release something tangible. And something that didn't get out there, because we've been very self-conscious about what we like. We always wanted to be better, and it's come to the time. Says like, it doesn't matter what we think anymore. We have to give it to other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is a bit over perfectionist in the sense that what you let out. So at some stage, you have to let go because people out there who enjoy what you're doing will want to have something to take away from the gig or to take home. All right, as Peter himself said, he began to realise that people could actually listen to him when he was asleep because they had the CD. A great thing that was. People could enjoy his music, and he didn't have to be up there performing all the time. You know, people could take it away. As obviously. Well, I mean, from that's the first track I've heard. I think Buna's heard some tracks before, but wonderful Tiger Road. What a great opening!
It really brings
you into this whole world.
We have to thank Frank Brady though.
There's a man called Frank Brady, and how would you call him?
A sponsor of the arts.
Right.
A sponsor of the arts.
Mm. He's and a poet dad, too. Like,
he's a poet as well, and he used to come to our gigs. And we didn't, he was just a guy in the crowd. Yeah. And then he'd come up to us and he'd go, great gig, lads, great gig. And we got to know him over the years, maybe over a year or two. And he'd come over and then he gave us a few quid towards to recording the album, €700. I said it to my dad and I goes, this guy's just giving us €700. And he says, where's the catch? And he goes, there's no catch, man. This is a patron of the arts.
Yeah, patron of the arts.
Patron of the arts. And like,
that's wonderful. I mean, you don't have to sign nothing. You don't have to.
No. He gave us a poem and he goes, if you could do something with that, that'd be brilliant.
Right.
So there you go. Tiger Road is the.
Tiger Road was the name of the poem.
That's all he
was. He goes, here's a poem for you, lads. Could you turn it into a song?
Yeah.
And we took the poem and we went into the studio and he goes, right, let's make this fella a song.
Yeah.
So we took the song, and the first song he's heard at the is called Tiger Road.
Tiger Road, and that came from his poem.
That came from his poem. Yeah. That's like that's his €700 paying for.
Well, that's really good. What a wonderful way. I mean, it's almost like a barter system in a
with
sense.
Interest.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that his words are now going to be heard of a much wider audience.
Yeah.
You know, through him having helped you out.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. What we want to do is you're going to give us one live tonight because obviously you can't bring your full band in here, and you've got a little one set up for us acoustically, which we're really looking forward to hearing. What's the name of the one you're going to do for us live?
It's called Let Me Say Now, Brothers and Sisters, Can I Get an Amen? And it's
going for the longest title in the world.
It's an air take on the gospel.
Oh, okay.
And it's about
so it's a bit of that going on, a bit of hallelujahs.
It's the DTs at the strongest point, and when you're looking for the Lord when you've got the devil in your head and all that, you know what I mean? So,
okie dokie. For you live, we have Ali and the DTs.
Whoa. Whoa. Comes to you, let it flow, let it move through you. Let the bad thoughts run through your head like a river to get going. Whoa!
Dave Skiddle clapping there in the background. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful for it to perform like that in this little room. Beautiful stuff indeed. Gives people a taste of what to expect when they come
Thanks,
along and
Daisy.
See you. You're on the Lower Deck on Saturday, is it?
We are,
yeah. That's it's kind of a warm up gig for the launch of the album, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
that's going to be on July the 1st.
July the
1st, okay.
July the 1st.
In the Button Park Factory.
And we have support. My dad, Peter Moore, is supporting us.
Wow.
And then
so Salvatore's going to be very busy that night, is he?
He is, yeah.
Very, very busy.
But it's a big show. We have. It's our album launch, but it's also another chance of my dad's album launch.
Yeah.
But we signed to his record label.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Harry McDead's Records.
We also have
Narcos.
We also have Mick Malloy.
We have Mick Malloy as well.
Not Mick the Magpie Malloy.
He's a boss. Claire Bernas.
What a lineup.
Yeah. And Carla Brunel.
So that's a real special.
It's
that's
the whole
a real
the proper
special.
Dublin
yeah,
people
yeah,
playing. You know?
Yeah. That's great. I mean, the little set that. Claire did at the night, Friday night in JJ's. That was absolutely gorgeous. When the lads started playing with her when she was doing Freight Train and stuff, you know. I mean, I love that song anyway, but her voice really, really good. The way it wavers in and out of things.
She
doesn't
have a human voice. Saxophone.
Yes, it really is an instrument with. I mean, I can't understand why in the world that girl isn't hugely famous, to be honest.
Well,
you know,
she
I mean,
will be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, things
she
will think go the way. That's it. And of course, she hasn't released anything yet as well. I mean, it's like a little bit of an underground thing with her. You know that lots of people have heard about her and go, "Oh God, she's amazing."
Like a volcano, man. They're just ready to erupt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. That's
and
it.
When she does become,
we were all there. We were all there. Well, we're going to now because you brought the album with you, and I want to let our listeners hear a couple of more tracks, and we're going to play one of them now. I think this one is called "Nancy Sin." Is the one you want me to play as well? Yeah,
please.
Nancy Sin for you. Ali and the DTs from the album. Get the first layer of civilization off.
Oh, thy force delivers. Hey ho, to and fro, it's gonna taste so sweet, for it gets bitter.
That's Nancy Sin. The lads are telling me off air. It's about these guys desperate for a drink and trying to get to a pub or a tavern called Nancy Sin. And they're giving me great, almost giving me the storyboard for the video that's going to be made of it, which will be shot in most wonderful black and white, probably, and done on the cheap, because that's the best thing to do on a shoestring. And I love those kind of things. I love seeing them. You better let people know about your web space, where people can find out more about you through the web.
The best place to find us is MySpace, I suppose. Mm. Yeah, man. We have a .com, but it's
not up and running.
It's not, it is up and running, but it doesn't look the way we should. It should look.
Not yet. Yeah, yeah.
It needs to be totally
revamped. It's basically a kind of a link. You've got a link from there to your MySpace, and that's, you know, if people type in Ali and the DTs, on Google, they get to that. Yeah, they get it. So it has a list of gigs coming up. Besides that, obviously, I saw on your MySpace you have quite a few gigs coming up around the country as well, haven't you? You know,
we're playing a festival in Mayo. It's for head cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it's called the Burning Seamus.
Oh, right.
The 20th of May.
I said the Burning Man.
20th of June. It's a take on the Burning Man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called the Burning Seamus. It's for research into head brain tumors.
Why would you attracted that? Did they approach you, or did you have some interest to a family?
Me and Jerry have a friend. It's my cousin. It's his friend called Kim, and she knew a guy. And he had a brain tumor last year, and his brother was affected as well.
Yeah.
Oh. So he started making this annual event called Burn Seamus to, and it's just to raise a couple of quid towards,
and probably raise awareness as well. You know,
awareness and research. Yeah.
So the next place that people can catch you is
the Lower
Deck. You still want a few people to come down there, surely, or are you saying?
I'd say keep their presence to the 1st of July on the album launch, the big gig in the Button Factory.
The Lower Deck is a good venue to play, though. I mean, it's a nice place, nice
yeah,
atmosphere.
I remember
there,
doing
you know?
A gig
yeah,
with
you did Abraham. all years ago, man. You know, another man who started out with On the Verge. I'm telling you now, and this man and this band are going places. Definitely, I can see you doing well in places like the state. If you're going to go over there, you're talking about going over there to do a few gigs. Aren't you? You know, yeah. I think definitely they'll love you. They'll love you over there.
And I
think the album, what I'd have heard so far, I love, and it's definitely going to be on my player. On the 5 CD player, yourself and your dad's one now are going to be beside each other going around on repeat. And I wish you all the best. I really do. And best of luck with the launch. And hopefully I'll make it down there. Myself and Buna will try and get down there to have a look at you.
We'll have to be there.
And we're going to finish with playing another track off the album, which is called Get the First Layer of Civilization Off. Is this in the shop?
Yeah. No, it's going to be in the shops. It's going to be in
from
Tower.
From the 4th or 2nd
of July.
Okay.
Of July.
And you expect to see it in places like Road Records, I guess?
Yeah. I heard Road Records is closed now. Maybe to keep on saying
but
that,
you can order online though from our website.
Okay.
I'd like to ask for support for Road Records at this stage.
Okay. I'll say goodbye to the lads now. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
indeed
Brian,
we're going to play Lord O' Lord off the album.
Everybody blind. that something hard to find. Show him a little silver, show you a little gold. Show him all the riches, all the man wants is to sell his soul. Take these shackles off for me, cut me loose and set me free. Give me something I can say, Lord, oh Lord, let me do my thing. Take these shackles off for me, cut me loose and set me free. Give me something I can say, Lord, oh Lord, let me do my thing.
In the DTs, a track called Lord, Oh Lord, and it's from the album Get the First Layer of Civilization Off. And brilliant. Get down and see them when they're playing the Button Factory, 1st of July. A friend of mine, Frank Murray, has rung me up and asked me to mention that Philip Donnelly, the Clontarf Cowboy, is playing tonight at McGrattan's in Fitzwilliam Lane. That's a man who's played with the Everly Brothers, Donovan and John Prine. Everyone you want to think about, he's played with them, and he's doing his own gig tonight down at McGrattan's. Next week on the show, we're going to have Elevator and Felix Sonny by Wilson. And the week after that, we've got Shane Regan and Donica Toomey. But we're going to finish tonight with a track from Felix Sonny by Wilson. My thanks to Ali and the DTs and to Stay Skill. It's been a wonderful show. We really enjoyed it. And here we're going to finish with a track by Felix called Down in Texas. Until the next time, take it easy. Check out ontheverge.ie. This will be up there by Sunday. Bye bye.